Local advocates for refugees rallied Thursday to protest the federal government's new admissions cap. This week, President Trump announced plans to cap the number of refugees who can resettle in the U.S. next year at 30,000. That's the lowest number in the history of the 38-year program. Columbus City Council member Elizabeth Brown says Columbus's economy would suffer under the new cap.
In our region, 1 out of 10 people is born outside this country, and they make huge contributions to our economy. Refugees and immigrants add $1.6 billion to our local economy and spending power.
According to a report from Community Refugee and Immigration Services, there are 873 refugee-owned businesses in the Columbus metropolitan area. The Trump administration has argued that refugee resources should be used to address domestic asylum claims. Adora Namigadde, WOSU News.